Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. And especially, folks, this is the 11th year that I've been bringing you the good folks at Principal to talk about this program that they came up with to identify the 10 best companies in terms of keeping employees healthy and well, and the well-being of their employees, and doing all the different things that they can do to have a healthy workforce. And so Luke Vandermillen is with us now. He's Vice President of Marketing for Principal Financial Group, and he's got this list of 10, and we're going to talk a little bit about why the program was developed. Luke Vandermillen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. Congratulations on 11 great years of the 10 best.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's been 11 years. I guess time flies, but
yeah,
for the 11th year, we're proud to recognize, you know, 10 great companies, as you said, who've done just an extraordinary job taking care of their employees and their financial security.
Talk to us about the criteria. What are the specifications that you guys are looking for?
Well, really, the criteria is that somebody has to nominate one of these companies, and it could be the owner of the company, could be one of their employees, could be one of their financial advisors. Could be one of the, you know, firms that does business with that organization.
Right.
But anybody can really nominate one of these companies. And then we go through kind of a rigorous judging process. We've got a panel of really benefit experts from across the industry. They get together through a kind of a blind judging process. They don't know the names of the companies. And there's a scoring criteria. And they whittle that down from a list of hundreds that are nominated down to the 10 that stand out.
I want to remind folks something I've said before, and that is that the people who are nominated and are chosen are irrespective of whether they do business with Principal or not.
That's exactly right.
No, not necessarily. If there's a connection, it's just a coincidence. Let's bore down into some of the things that are in the criteria that they're looking for.
Well, you know, there's going to be some basic criteria that if you don't have, there's not a chance you're going to make that list. And
mm-hmm.
you need to provide health insurance and some sort of retirement benefits
right.
for your employees. But the thing that really makes the company stand out is the ones that go kind of above and beyond. And the trends that we're seeing now over these last 11 years, probably the one that stands out at the top of the list is that great companies really take an extra interest in the wellness of their employees. So you see wellness programs at every one of these 10 companies, and 11 years ago, you wouldn't have heard that mentioned very often.
Mm-hmm.
So people are starting to recognize that healthy employees are more productive, they're better for the bottom line of the organization, and then for the employees themselves, people who take care of themselves, there's definitely an intersection between wellness and retirement benefits
mm-hmm.
That is a very big trend right now that we see continuing for a long time.
When you talk about, what are some of the things that you've seen some of these companies do with regard to wellness?
You know, it's interesting. You see companies get very creative around wellness benefits, and it can really take a number of different forms. Some companies do health screening. Some provide incentives to go through, you know, certain wellness programs, and they give them a discount on their health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
One company in particular, when they get the results of their wellness program, they actually have the employees give them the ability to meet with a doctor to talk about how they can take advantage of their benefits
huh.
and how they can manage their wellness going forward. So, you know, some organizations have on-site fitness facilities. Not all do, but those are just some examples of what companies do in the area of wellness.
Well, you know, I remember just picking up little pieces of memory of having done this for the last 11 years with you guys. There was one firm, and you know, back in the day, Luke, before you started joining me, I remember, you know, healthcare was increasing, healthcare in premiums were increasing double digits compounded year over year. And these companies were holding their cost increases down from not 12, 13%, maybe 4 or 5% because of some of the things that they were doing.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jim. You know, companies that really do a good job of structuring a wellness program are not only doing so because it's good for their employees, but it's also good for them because it does allow them to manage.
Yeah, it's not only the right thing to do, it's the best practice. And one of the things I remember was one company did away with the smoke room and made it into an exercise room.
I remember that as well.
Yeah.
You see lots of creative ways for companies to
right.
take advantage of that benefit.
We're going to talk some specifics when we come back on some of these companies. We're going to identify some of these companies. They've done a great job. We got a bank. We got a credit union. We got a manufacturing company. We got a software technology company. We got a nonprofit. We got an architecture firm. That's right, all across the board. 20 Till, right back with Luke Vandermill. He's with the Principal Financial Group.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.